Audio Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for June 2006. This is issue number 255, and I'm Fred Bobie, and my address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-135. If you live in the United States of America or Canada and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that is mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org, and you can sign up using our PayPal credit card system. You can also sign up to edxn.com and get your DX Audio Service for your computer or your iPod player. A subscription to edxn is only $15, and you not only have access to the interactive forums and groups, but also an MP3 download of the DX Audio Service and a PDF download of DX News Magazine for just over half the price of one publication alone. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with our PayPal credit card system, or contact Ken Chatterton at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661 if you want to pay by check. You must have the ability to download a large MP3 file to enjoy the DX Audio Service in this fashion. Before we get into Bill Hale with the AM Switch, I just want to take this opportunity to thank a couple DX Audio Service members for their participation in our DX Bay project that we had a couple months back, where I asked for people to bid on some equipment here in the studio. And, well, we had a couple members take me up on that offer, and in fact, one of them did show up right here at the Sheetrock announce booth and pick up a lot of stuff. And that really helped me out. Let's see, we got rid of about 7 computers, a whole bunch of music cassettes and CDs, albums, vinyl, some radios also went out the door, and I think 2 shortwave radios, too. So that really helped me out. It lightened the load here at the old Sheetrock announce booth, and I was able to get rid of that stuff and make somebody happy in the process. We'll have another one of those sales coming up in a few months or so, as I kind of dig through some things. But again, thank you to those members who helped out. And just a quick reminder, listen to last month's tape about the addresses and also the ways to get in touch with me, because I understand there's been at least one member who's been complaining that they can't get in touch with me. Well, all that information is on last month's tape, so give it a listen, and then you'll know exactly what to do if you have a bad tape or can't get in touch with me somehow. And especially the email addresses. I'm getting away from email the best I can. So anyway, listen to that tape, okay? Now, let's turn it on down to Fort Worth, Texas. Here's Captain Bill Hale.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for June 2006. First of all, call letter changes on 610 WJFN in Hawkinsville, Georgia has made the change to WCEH. On 690, KSLJ, Blackfoot, Idaho, has changed back to KBLI. 950, WQTK, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, has made the switch to WJKB. On 1110, WUHN in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, they've taken WUPE for their new calls. On 1260, KSSL, Idaho Falls, Idaho, has chosen KBLY for their new call sign. A new station in Kalispell, Montana on 1340, they've taken the call of KQJZ. 1440, KITA, Little Rock, Arkansas, their new call is KTUV. On 1490, WNDV, South Bend, Indiana, has changed to WDND. Also on 1490, KYFO in Ogden, Utah, their new call is KOGN. And finally, on 1580, WDND in South Bend, Indiana, has changed to WHLY. Well, construction permits that have taken to the air over the past month, on 660 WBHR, Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, Program Test Authority has been granted to increase their nighttime power and adjust the pattern. They're now U4, 10,000 watts during the day and 500 watts at night. 980 Perry, Georgia, WPGA, They've had two CPs on the books, one for U1, 2600 watts during the day, 80 watts at night, and the other one, U1, 1000 watts during the day, and 88 watts at night with a change of city of license to Macon, Georgia. They are now licensed for U1, 2600 watts during the day, 80 watts at night, and the CP for U1, 1000 daytime watts, 88 watts at night, and the city of license change is still awaiting the station's action. On 1080 WFTD, Marietta, Georgia, program test authority has been granted for D4, 50,000 watts during the day, and 30,000 watts during critical hours. On 1190 WIXE, Monroe, North Carolina, a license to cover has been accepted for filing for U1, 5,000 watts during the day, 70 watts at night, and 5,000 watts during critical hours, adding night operation and increasing their critical hours power. 1190 WNWC in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, license to cover has been granted for D3, 4,800 watts during the day only. 1240 KBLL, Helena, Montana, a CP for U1, 1,000 daytime watts, 850 watts at night is on the air from a new, slightly taller tower. 1300 WKCY, Harrisonburg, Virginia, a CP for U1, 5,700 watts during the day, 22 watts at night is on the air from a new 195-foot tower, which was erected adjacent to the old one, which became structurally unsound and now is being torn down. 1340 WTAN, Clearwater, Florida, license to cover has been granted to relocate to a new transmitter site. WTAN remains U1, 1,000 watts day and night. 1370 WGIV, Pineville, North Carolina, the license to cover has been issued for the move to Pineville from Gastonia, with 3,000 watts during the day, 45 watts at night from a new tower, and that's non-directional both day and night. 1450 WVAX, Charlottesville, Virginia, program test authority for this new station has been granted. They're a kilowatt day and night, non-directional. 1460 WRVK, Mount Vernon, Kentucky, license to cover has been issued for U1, 1,200 watts during the day, 93 watts at night, increasing their daytime power. On 1480 WCIN, Cincinnati, Ohio, program test authority has been granted for 4,500 watts daytime, 300 watts at night, using two patterns from a new four-tower site, using three towers during the day and four at night. On 1570 KBCV in Hollister, Missouri, a new station has been granted program test authority for 5,000 daytime watts, 3,000 watts at night, using two patterns from four towers, three in the daytime, four at night. Hollister is near Branson, close to the Arkansas border. On 1570 WNCA, Siler City, North Carolina, a license to operate has been granted for an increase in daytime power. They're now U1, 5,000 watts during the day, and 282 watts during nighttime hours. And 1590 WZUM, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, a CP has been granted to add night operation. They're now U4, 1,000 watts during the day, and 24 watts at night. Grants for new stations on 660, a new station will be going on in White Springs, Florida. They've been granted U4, 50,000 watts during the day, and 250 watts at night from seven towers using all seven day and night. White Springs is in northern Florida, close to the intersection of I-10 and I-75. The obvious target is Jacksonville, as one of the two major daytime lobes goes due east toward them. On 1160 KCTO, Cleveland, Missouri, this new station, not yet on the air, has been granted a CP for 500 watts during the day, 230 watts at night, using two patterns. And on 1450, a new station in Unalaska, Alaska, has been granted for 4,200 watts day and night, non-directional. I can see all the graveyard enthusiasts getting their beverages ready for this one, but alas, they have a short antenna. It's only 95 feet tall. Grants to existing facilities on 610 KVNU, Logan, Utah. CP has been granted to increase the daytime power to become U2, 10,000 watts during the day and 1,000 watts at night. On 760 KTBA, Tuba City, Arizona, a CP has been granted to change frequencies to 760 from 1050, and when operational, they'll be 250 watts during the day, 60 watts at night, non-directional. On 790 WRMS, Beardstown, Illinois, a CP has been granted for 500 watts during the day, 55 watts at night, and it's reported that they are on the air. 870 KFJZ, Fort Worth, Texas. A CP has been granted for 1,300 watts during the day, non-directional from a new transmitter site. That's an increase in their power. 890 WAMG, Dedham, Massachusetts. A CP has been granted to increase their nighttime power to become U4, 25,000 watts during the day and 6,000 watts at night. On 900 WKDA, Lebanon, Tennessee, CP has been granted for nighttime operation with 100 watts for an auxiliary transmitter located at the WCRT 1160 site. This is a correction from last month, as I cited data from the application, which obviously preceded the call letter two-step that took place in the Nashville area. 950 CHER, Sydney, Nova Scotia. The CRTC has approved an FM station on 98.3 megahertz with 100 kilowatts at 51 meters to replace CHER. Also in the Maritimes on 960 CHNS in Halifax, Nova Scotia, the CRTC has approved the move of this station to 89.9 megahertz with 100 kilowatts. CHNS, which went on the air in 1926 with 100 watts, is the oldest station currently operating in Nova Scotia. 980 KSVC, Richfield, Utah, CP has been granted to increase their daytime power as U2, 10,000 watts during the day and 1,000 watts at night from two new towers. 1170 KCBQ, San Diego, California, CP has been granted for U4, 50,000 daytime watts, 2,900 watts at night from six new towers. This change is made possible by the moving of KHCM in Honolulu from 1170 to 1180 kHz. The new facilities for KHCM are 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. On 1190 WAMT, Pinecastle, Sky Lake, Florida, a CP has been granted to increase the height of the tower and decrease daytime power while adding nighttime operation. When built and operational, WAMT will become 2,200 watts during the day, 136 watts at night, non-directional. 1190 KPHN, Kansas City, Missouri, a CP has been granted to increase nighttime power and eliminate their critical hours designation. When built and operational, KPHN will become U2, 5,000 watts daytime, 500 watts at night. 1200 WRTO, Chicago, CP has been granted to increase day and night power levels to become U4, 20,000 daytime watts, 4,500 watts at night from six new towers. They'll be using four during the day and six at night. The location is near the intersection of 127th Street and Halstead for those local tower hunters in the Chicago area. 1260 WRVK, Mount Vernon, Kentucky, a CP has been granted to increase the day power to become 1,200 watts during the day, 93 watts at night, non-directional. WNOG, 1270, Naples, Florida, a CP has been granted to increase their nighttime power to become U4, 5,000 watts day and night, and make adjustments to the night pattern, changing the heading from 193 to 180 degrees. This application, by the way, was submitted way back in 1989. 1320 KSCR, Eugene, Oregon. The CP has been granted for U1, 600 daytime watts, 40 watts at night, relocating to an existing taller tower, co-locating with KKNX 840 and KLZS 1450. On 1470 WRMN, Elgin, Illinois, a CP has been granted to increase the nighttime power to become 1,000 watts during the day, 1,300 watts at night, directional at night only. This CP supplants the one they had for U2, 1,000 daytime watts and 1,500 watts at night. 1570 WBGX, Harvey, Illinois, a CP has been granted to increase their day power to become U4, 1,500 watts daytime, 500 watts during the night. And on 1580 WTTN, now in Columbus, Wisconsin, making the move from Watertown, their new facilities will be 4,700 watts during the day, directional, 6 watts during nighttime operation, non-directional, and 460 watts non-directional during critical hours from four new towers, using 4 during the day and, of course, 1 during night and CH operation. One license cancellation and call letter deletion to report this month, 1240 CJAV in Port Alberni, British Columbia. The FM station on 93.3 megahertz with 6 kilowatts is now in operation in Port Alberni, and CJAV's license is revoked. Some odds and ends to report. Silent stations during the past month, WOAP, Owosso, Michigan on 1080, KLIB 1110 Roseville, California, WWSD 1230 Quincy, Florida, WOND 1400 and WTKU 1490 Pleasantville, New Jersey were both silent following a fire that destroyed their common transmitter building containing both stations' transmitters and associated equipment. But we've heard just in the last day or so, WOND has returned to the air using temporary facilities. Also off, WHWH 1350 Princeton, New Jersey, WVKO 1580 Columbus, Ohio, and KMDO 1600 Fort Scott, Kansas. Back on the air, KMIA 710 Black Canyon City, Arizona with a Spanish sports format, WVOV 970 Danville, Virginia with Southern Gospel, WJWK 1280 Seaford, Delaware, KACE 1310 Birch Tree, Missouri, KWDJ 1360 Ridgecrest, California, and WGIV 1370 Pineville, North Carolina, all back on. One fine to report, WLTH Gary, Indiana on 1370 has been fined $4,000 for repeated violations concerning the lighting of their tower. Some other notes, one of the first shortwave stations I remember hearing was HCJB, the Voice of the Andes. On May 6th, per the station, they aired their final English-language broadcasts on International Shortwave. The Christian station's English-language service, the organization said, is shifting its emphasis toward teaching English as a second language. English was one of the first two languages, along with Spanish, to air when the station began operating in Quito on Christmas Day 1931, the station said in a statement. It quoted station director Doug Weber calling the move a refocusing or taking some of the resources that we've been using on the broadcasts and focusing that into English as a second language, a programming that will go out to our other mostly Spanish outlets. The statement continued, "We've had a very loyal audience and we're grateful to them." Weber said of the nearly 75 years of relationship via the radio, "We're grateful to the Lord as well as the opportunity to be able to minister to so many people throughout our English language broadcasts for so many years." That report from Radio World Online. And here's a medium wave item from the ARRL. Jerry Holger, DK8KW/1WKW in Pine near Hanover, reports that German telecommunications authorities have issued him an experimental license to operate on the medium wave frequency of 440 kHz using the call sign DI2BO. He joins Walter Staubach, DJ2LF in Dormitz near Nuremberg, who's been operating experimental station DI2AG, also on 440. Tests have been underway on that frequency since January 2005, Holger says, to study the special propagation conditions on medium wave. He went on to say that a CW beacon transmission, which include the call sign and grid square, will be sent on 440 plus or minus 100 Hz, a maximum 200 Hz bandwidth at a power of 9 watts ERP. Both beacon transmissions will be coordinated in a way so they can be observed simultaneously to study the propagation from both locations at the same time. Holger went on to say, two-way contacts between both experimental stations are planned. DI2BO is using a marine radio transmitter running 130 watts output into a top-loaded 18-meter umbrella antenna. He calculates the ERP is around 5 watts. Well, that's it for this month. Thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, and Doug Smith for providing tidbits used this month. It's time now to turn the speeding bullet over to John Balker for this month's travelogue.
National Radio Club.
Well, thanks once again, Bill Hale. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the travelogue. Today, we're going to begin the 960 frequency, and this is quite different from the 950 that we just finished.
National Radio.
In fact, it's unique in several ways. First of all, there is really no dominant station operating at 960, unless you live in Iowa, and then you might give me an argument. We do have a three-letter call at 960 on the dial, and that makes it unique, I'm sure. But the owners and operators of 960 stations are so terribly well-behaved, there isn't a single station on this regional channel that has tried to break the 5,000-watt rule in the United States. Even better than that, most of the stations operating at 960 do operate, at least during the daytime, with 5,000 watts, and a whole bunch keep the 5,000 at night, too. So let's get started. In New England, as we frequently do, in the north-central part of Massachusetts, the city of Fitchburg, to begin the June 2006 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
This is 960 WFGL Fitchburg, an outreach of CSN International.
Welcome to Wings of Eagles, a verse-by-verse Bible study with Pastor Joe DiCaro of Calvary Fellowship in Manchester.
And now, of course, as though to prove me wrong, WFGL operates with only 2,500 watts of daytime power, wouldn't you know it? But that means there's room for another station at 960 in New England, and for that we go down to the Long Island Sound shoreline in southern Connecticut.
This is Barbara DeFranklinch, living in the 80s on WELI.
We entertain, we inform, we're WELI, New Haven.
The Soviet leader proposing to eliminate all nuclear weapons by the year 2000.
Gee, I wonder if he'll make it. Well, and by the way, if it isn't perfectly obvious, the call letters ELI come from Eli Yale, and of course Yale University is in New Haven, Connecticut. Now that recording with the distinctive V sound symbol was made in 1987, and if we come 10 years newer, during the Clinton years, this is what we recorded in New Haven.
Maybe hanging around the house, don't know what it's worth, they'll be able to tell you what it's worth, all right?
From Derby to Deep River, news from where you live, and all the world and national news, on Southern Connecticut's news station, 960 WELI, New Haven.
It's 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. Bill Clinton's lawyer says, don't hold your breath for an out-of-court settlement of the Paula Jones lawsuit.
Yes, well, I guess I won't make any comments about that. Next, we're going to be moving geographically back right near my hometown. My first 22 years of life were spent a few miles from Lake Champlain in the state of Vermont. But right across the lake and up about 35 miles north of us was the city of Plattsburgh, New York.
We're expecting some wet weather as we'll have rain increasing this afternoon. Temperatures around the 70-degree mark. Showers tapering off Sunday night.
The Zone, 96.7 FM, WXCO Willsboro, Burlington, 960 AM, WEAV, Plattsburgh, and on the web at thezonefm.com.
CNN Radio News, I'm Tim Rury. Olympic Park bombing suspect Eric Robert Rudolph was captured early this morning in a small North Carolina town.
Well, okay, we're going to start heading south now on our 960 travelogue and spend just a few minutes across the Susquehanna River from the city of Harrisburg. In fact, we'll be in Carl Isle. One of the nice things about this next station, if you pronounce their call letters, W-H-Y-L, it comes out while, and they used to have as their main slogan, while in Carl Isle. I always thought that was kind of cute. Well, okay, here's a different ID from them.
You're listening to WHYL AM, Carlisle, Harrisburg, Central Pennsylvania's original hit station. From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, good morning, I'm John Liss.
And good morning to you, John. Now, the rest of us are going to be moving down to the northwest area of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, where up until about 10, 12 years ago, there was a station at 960 on the dial in a tiny town with population of 4,000 called Kane, Pennsylvania.
Right now we have 62 degrees with overcast skies here at WKZA, your information station. It's 9 o'clock, and I'm Al Michael.
WKZA, Kane.
But they gave up in the middle 1990s. But there was another 960 station in Pennsylvania, about halfway from east to west, right along the New York border near Elmira, New York, in Sayre, Pennsylvania.
We're the Heroin, tears, joy. AM 960, WATF. Sam.
CNN Radio News. I'm Harry Beadle. Tropical Storm Dennis is still trouble for the North Carolina and Virginia coast.
And to show just how tough life can be at 960 in eastern Pennsylvania, about 60 airline miles from Sayre is the Mount Pocono station at 960. Now here's how they sounded in 1992.
Pocono 96, WPCN Mount Pocono, 28 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock.
And same dial position, same location on the highway in 1993.
On the mountain, this is 960 WPMR, Mount Pocono.
And then we were delighted to learn that Ron Gitshire was in that vicinity just 3 years ago.
Oldies 840 and 960 is your source for football and the greatest hits of all time. Oldies 840 and 960, WBPO Stroudsburg and WILT Mount Pocono.
CNN Radio News, I'm Harry Beadle.
Well, okay, that's enough for Pennsylvania for this trip. Let's go due south, and we'll spend a few minutes tracing some history in Maryland.
The Salisbury Exchange Club is sponsoring an Easter dance at the Wicomico Youth and Civic Center for the benefit of the Salisbury Zoo Project.
WBOC. Now, that recording in Salisbury comes from 1979, and just 10 years later, in 1989, we were back in town.
It's 9 a.m. and time for the Calvary Baptist Church program, Because He Lives.
And Linda and I drove through town once again just a year ago now.
Skip Bayless. Signing off on Premier Radio Networks.
This is Sports Talk 960. All sports, all the time. Sports Talk 960 WTGM Salisbury. Fox National Sports Report starts right now.
Here's the latest from Athens, Greece, as we're counting down the gold. I'm Craig Shima. The U.S. softball team won its third straight gold medal.
Well, okay, with our dials locked at 960, we're going to head over to I-87 and drive down to the southwest corner of Virginia.
And to all of you who have recently sent friends and family members overseas, our hopes are with you and your loved ones for a safe and speedy return.
WFIR, Roanoke, Virginia. WFIR, Roanoke's news station.
CBS News, I'm Mike Moss.
And as we head south out of Roanoke, we come to Josh Owens' territory in North Carolina. Josh found himself near the city of Dallas about 3 years ago. Dallas, North Carolina.
WAAK Dallas Gastonia is Good News Radio 960, your gospel voice.
USA Radio Network News, this is Doug Douglas.
And Josh was back there in 2005 to file this report.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Z-Talk 960, WZRH, Dallas, Gastonia, Charlotte.
I say let's let him talk.
News report brought to you by Robitussin. Charlotte's Center City has plans for the largest uptown New Year's Eve celebration yet.
Okay, now up until the mid-1990s, Buford, South Carolina had a station at 960 on the dial.
Buford's only 50s rock and roll station, WBEU AM 960 Cool Gold.
And so we have to come down into Georgia to find our next 960 station. And once again, 5,000 watts daytime power.
Music never dies on WJYZ, Albany.
And
home, work, or in your car. Get ready for the five most exciting hours in radio. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Ben, St. Hollywood, professional radio announcer and disc jockey. You're listening to one of the toughest, talented, talked about AMs in the market. We're Y960 Go.
Gosh, I hope he isn't a graduate of the Columbia School of Broadcasting. That's all I can say. Well, there's another 960 station in Georgia.
Just a quick second. You heard about Al Gore and the president being on the Yellow Brick Road, didn't you?
No.
And each one got a wish.
Uh-huh.
Al Gore wished for a brain, and the president wanted to see where Dorothy was.
Celebrating 50 years of service to Northeast Georgia, we're News Radio 960, WRFC, Athens.
John Belmont.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Travelogue. We're going to be starting in Florida in the July edition, so look forward to that. And we're looking forward to seeing you in Akron, Ohio over Labor Day. We'll talk to you more about that in just a few minutes. Now, will somebody tell me where Mark's coming from this month? You don't know either. Okay. Hey, Mark, wherever you are, it's yours.
Mark Dernberger here with our, hooray, final installment of the Minneapolis Band Scan, recorded back before we left Minneapolis for Colorado. Unfortunately, this has dragged out over a period of quite a few months, but we want to put the cap on it in the interests of good housekeeping, and because you never know, we might be moving back there to begin a new series. We're using a Kiwa AirCore loop antenna and a modified Sony 2010 from our listening post in Minneapolis. And we listened over the course of several weeks on each frequency. We had a lot of time to do this, and as a result, we were pretty well rewarded. So let's get back to work and put the final wrap on the Minneapolis DX band scan. This is probably the first and only band scan you'll hear from me that doesn't include KSDP 1500, but since we're in their major lobe about 30 miles away, I didn't want to blister the paint job on the radio. Instead, we snuck past KSTP with careful receiver tuning. You gotta love that Sony 2010. And lo and behold, even though we're at 50,000 watts and 30-some miles from KSTP, here is 1510. Great copy. Radio from Niceville.
Come on and lift them up.
Celebrating the spirit of Nashville in Middle Tennessee, this is Radio Tennessee. News Talk 1510 AM, WLAC, Nashville.
This is WLAC Nashville. The programs heard at this time are paid broadcasts. Their content does not necessarily reflect the views of WLAC Radio, its staff, management, or ownership.
On another night on 1510, we heard something that we offer without comment, except to report that this is exactly as it was heard, audio problems and all. And as you listen to the short promo, you'll note the irony in this 1999 recording, what with the current furor over the Da Vinci Code. Here it is, exactly as recorded on 1510.
Wasn't that great? You know, friends, you can now order a cassette or a videotape copy of What If Mary Would Have Had an Abortion for your very own. You don't have to wait for this Sunday night broadcast to hear it. You can play and listen to it whenever you please with your very own copy.
Ooh. Well, to 1520 we go, and KOMA before the format change.
Has been Sooner Sports Talk on 1520 KOMA, Oklahoma City. You're listening to Oklahoma's oldies station, KOMA.
That, of course, was night on 1520. Daytime, there's a 10-kilowatter in nearby Rochester, Minnesota. We'll pass by that station, KOLM, and head instead for 1530. Now, in our area, 1530 is operated by a day-nighter just about 4 miles from our listening post. 8,600 watts by day. It would have lit 13 of our 10 LEDs on the radio. So instead, we waited for their nighttime power switch. And on nighttime power, it's a mighty 10 watts.
Better than you expected, more than you hoped, and just what you say you want. Thank you for listening to AM 1530, KSMM, Shakopee, Edina, St. Louis Park, and Minnetrista.
And now, Curtains for You with Dean J. Seal, a look at theater events in the Southwest communities and beyond.
Hi, everybody. It's your pal, Dean J. Seal, with the hot half dozen recommendations for theater in the Southwest metro area.
Now, as we point the loop away from Shakopee and toward the east, we bring you another signal, exactly as heard, no editing. Listen carefully and see if you can figure out what was going on here.
The preceding recorded program produced and sponsored by the Communications Office of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati.
Actually, he called after he...
I'm sweeping down the plane. It is...
Our dial position is 1530. 1530 WSAI, Cincinnati's original hit station.
CBS News, I'm Paul James. Doctors in Houston say while they are disappointed, they are...
Well, here's my reading on what may have happened. I think WSAI had a couple of transmitter dumps, carrier outages, and then maybe their transmitter came back at lower power because WSAI stays in there, but suddenly, so does Shakopee's 10 watts, and then Cincinnati comes back for real. What fun to hear these kind of things on the radio. A look at the NRC's terrific pattern book shows you that we're right in the major lobe of Waterloo, Iowa's signal on 1540. Circumstances on this particular evening conspired to place us right smack in the destructive interference zone. You know, that area where the skywave and groundwave cancel each other out and fade in and out on top of each other? Well, this is a great demonstration of that effect, and you'll hear it, the peak of interference, right at the ID, of course.
What he had was an argument.
Don't you lose a loved one this way. If you think you can't make it right, you're wrong. A message from the Catholic Church.
I'm Tim O'Donnell. The cockpit voice recorder from the downed Alaska Airlines jet confirms what witnesses saw. Investigators say the pilots were trying desperately to gain control of the jet as it rolled, flipped, and spiraled nose first into the water of Southern California. And at a briefing by federal safety officials this evening, more information about Flight 261. Let's go live to ABC Stephen Tubbs in Los Angeles. Stephen?
Tim, the Alaska Airlines flight was in a runaway nose-down position, and though pilots tried to fix the problem, one reported to ground crews trying to help. In his words, we're worse than we were.
By the way, I haven't had a chance to say much about the 6th edition of the AM station antenna pattern book, formerly the nighttime pattern book, published by NRC, and a terrific job by Bill Hale, Wayne Heinen, Neil Adams, and many others who contribute. The latest edition also contains the much-sought daytime coverage patterns for each station. This 6th edition is a must-have, and it's available through the NRC Publication Center or online at www.nrcdxas.org. If you don't have this excellent reference, you're missing a really valuable tool. Well, that leaves 1560 as the last of the former 1A and 1B channels copied from our Minneapolis listening post over that period of several weeks.
Me and Jenny. Me
copying New York and Minneapolis shouldn't be that big a deal until you look at the pattern book and you see how many other stations are on the band between these two locations in the east. Notable among them, from our view, is Paducah, Kentucky. Not much coming in here, but enough to create a mix. And here it is, a mix of Paducah and its ID just under the Mickey Talk from New York. Well, you maybe remember when we heard WQEW New York midday from our Utah beverage site, some 1,500 miles farther from New York. Boy, that was fun. And that's what makes this hobby so challenging, because you never know what's going to happen. What's blatantly missing on 1560 in our report is reception from nearby KKAA Aberdeen, South Dakota. I'm not sure how I missed that one, and I suppose we missed a few others you might have expected. But over this series of broadcasts, we brought you some really cool catches as well. And as you'll recall from all these reports, that was mostly because of the luck of good propagation, and of course the greatest tool in the DXer's armory, the patience of keeping the radio open. We did it over a period of several weeks, and were amply rewarded. And what's also amazing to me is we were able to sneak around the several high-power locals in Minneapolis, including three 50-kilowatters. That, of course, due to the excellent performance of the Kiwa AirCore Loop and our modified Sony 2010 receiver. Well, that's our report, and I wanted to get it in before we moved back to Minneapolis and started a fresh one. DX reception, of course, has been unpredictable, sporadic, useful, surprising, challenging, and rewarding, as you all know. Of course, IBOC will change all that, and long-distance AM reception will never be the same. So we'll do our best to capture as many of these distant signals as we can before the band is irrevocably trashed. Mark Dernberger, reporting for the DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days, and until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, DXers, did you know that there's a convention coming up over Labor Day weekend? John Bowker is going to pop in here and tell us a little bit more, and then I'll be back with some more details. John?
Well, Fred, just a few more words about our big convention coming up over Labor Day. We're going to be hearing from a broadcaster with a unique background at our Saturday evening banquet, and he's right there in Akron right now. Not only that, but his wife has been involved with radio, too, so she'll be with him. And our club president will be attending the Akron convention. Wayne Heinen has found a way to break away from his really nearly impossible daily schedule of work out in Colorado. So we're going to be hearing right from the horse's mouth in Akron. If you have any questions about the National Radio Club, boy, this is the time to show up and ask Wayne what's going on and get his opinion on things. Now, here, I have the address for sending items you want to auction off at the world-famous Saturday Night NRC Auction. Send your items to George Green. His mailing address for this is 1527 Sunset Avenue in Akron, Ohio, and the zip code is 44301. Now, frankly, the most fun I'm having right now is putting together the Sunday morning tests. Every time I come up with a really stupid question, I just put it over in the candy quiz box. I know somebody will answer the question. Then I can throw a wrapped candy bar at them. That wakes them up usually pretty good on Sunday mornings. Of course, the more serious questions, I keep those in top secret in a mayonnaise jar right here in our pantry until it's time to leave for Akron. So, everybody remember to call that Best Western Inn number for your room reservation before they're all gone. Be sure to tell them you're with the National Radio Club so you get our special rate. That phone number once again is 1-330-794-1050. Now, next month, I'm going to be telling you about how to apply to become the host for the 2007 National Radio Club DX Audio Service Convention. So, start planning right now. You'll see how simple it is once you get started. In fact, as I send this back to Fred now, he's going to be taking an active part in this year's program.
Yeah, that's right, John, and hopefully I'll be giving a talk on how to build a digital television station, and that should be kind of interesting. We'll also have WNRC there in some form or another. And just a quick reminder, what I said several months back, if you would like to be on WNRC, we ask that you do something for WNRC. Please don't plan to just show up there and say, I want an air shift. Come on, guys. You got to help out in a club. You got to help do some things in order to get the privileges of being on the air. So help out, and then you too can be a star just like Larry Luchak. Hey, with that, we're going to flip it over to side two and listen to some more radio courtesy of Phil Wayne and the Market Scope.
Hi, this is Billy Joel.
Hi, this is Elton John.
Hi, this is Krusty the Clown.
WNRC, classic rock and oldies too. We're here because you are.
M-D-D-D-D-D. Making AM sound great.
Sledgehammer,
Let's roll, baby.
Yes.